set the heart of Shavuos. I wanted to ask, what are we celebrating? And the obvious answer is the fact that we got the Torah. However, if you think about it, we probably didn't get all the Torah on Shavuos. For example, did we get all five books of the Bible, all five Chumashim? No way. We didn't get all the stories because they didn't happen yet. There's no way Moshe got the story of the Mekalel and of the Mekoshesh Eitzim and still read Chumash, knew it, and didn't know the answer, as Chumash records. How could he have not known the answer if he got the Torah and learned the Torah and learned Chumash? Beyond that, Moshe sins, presumably by hitting the rock opposed to speaking to it, although there are many shittas as to many different explanations as to what he did. Moshe probably wouldn't have done it if he would have known it was a sin coming up, and he would have known that if he read Chumash. There is a machlokas, the Ramban and Tosfos, as to exactly how much of the Torah was given to Moshe at Har Sinai and when the rest of it was given. I think I'm speaking here Leil Shavuos, and that's part of my topic. So if you want to know when Sefer Devarim was given, we'll talk about that in Mir Tashem Leil Shavuos. And even in the world of Torah Shebal Peh, according to many, many Mefarshim, not every single halacha was given, according to the Rambam. There was such a thing as halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there was such a thing as a perish l'moshe m'sinai, which is slightly different. These weren't laws, but rather interpretations of psukim. Well, for example, a halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that tefillin are black. That's a law. Perish l'moshe m'sinai is that an esrog, I'm sorry, pre-Eitz Hadar is an esrog. It's not a law, but it explains what the pasuk means. But beyond that, says the Rambam, the rules and regulations of how to interpret the Chumash, what falls under the category of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah Didreshes Behen, although they're really more than 13, that's what was given to Moshe at Har Sinai, and we're supposed to use that to figure out the halachas, the laws, Torah, to develop it. Additionally, much of Torah was given before Har Sinai. According to many of the Mefarshim, Avram kept Taryag Mitzvahs, Yaakov, the Avos. And even if you learn that not to be literal, like many Mefarshim do, the Ramban raises the possibility it's not literal, the Rashbam as well mentions that it may not be, they literally kept 630 Mitzvahs still. Many of the Mitzvahs was given, Rosh Chodesh was certainly given, Karban Pesach was certainly given. According to Chazal, many more things were given. Sham Choku Mishpat. They were given Mishpat and Chok and different types of halachas. Rashi and different Mefarshim explain what they are, but the point is, they had something. So if they had a lot of Torah beforehand and they weren't given it all at Har Sinai, one may argue that the giving of the Torah is not really exclusive to Har Sinai and to Shavuos. Well, then what then are we celebrating? There is a Rambam that talks about the tremendous, miraculous nature, the osos and the mofsim, tremendous nisim v'niflaos that occurred at Har Sinai. Maybe we're celebrating the fact that all of Klal Yisrael saw an unprecedented, unparalleled revelation, divine revelation in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being megala at that smo. That certainly is true. But l'chor, the Jews believed deeply in the Kadosh Baruch Hu even beforehand. The pasuk by Kriyas Yamsef writes, Vayiminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. And the Jews had built up a lot of faith as the Yetzias Mitzrayim process took place, the Makos, the 10 plagues, the many, many plagues that took place on Yamsef, 50, 200, 250, all sorts of different numbers that the Midrashim say we read on the Leil Seder and the Haggadah. And therefore, my question is a very simple one. What are we celebrating on Leil Shavuos? What are we commemorating? What are we celebrating? What are you trying to accomplish? There is a small hint that you find already in Chumash. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to count, that there's a mitzvah from counting, So counting from Pesach till Shavuos, that there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, should be some type of clue. The fact that Shavuos and Pesach are connected is best seen by the fact that we count from one to the next, linking them. That should be some type of hint as to what Shavuos is all about. If you look at the Pesukim by Mamre Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael before he gives them the Torah, V'atayim shamoa tishmu v'koli v'shmartim es brisi, if you listen to me and guard, protect, observe my bris, my covenant, this deal that we're making, you'll be a segula, you'll be chosen, you'll be separate, you'll be different, you'll be unique from all the nations. Because the whole world is mine. You'll be a nation of priests and a holy people, a holy nation. That's what you should tell Klal Yisrael. What are we celebrating on Leil Shavuos? What's the Chag HaShavuos all about? We call it Zman Matan Toraseinu, not Zman Kabbalas Toraseinu. What's the difference? The emphasis, the focus seems to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the fact that we got the Torah, but rather it's the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Well, aren't they two sides of one coin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us and we got it. Aren't they the same? Well, I guess on a very practical level, you can't distinguish the two. But on an ideological and a conceptual level, what we're celebrating is HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing to give us a Torah. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Shavuos. As the Pesukim just said, selected us for a special mission, a special task, to be his partners. We believed in him already. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu innovated, the revolutionary idea that began at Har Sinai is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked man to be his partner in perfecting and influencing his world. Ki li kol ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created the sense of Zman Matan Torsenu by him giving us the Torah, by him giving it to us. He said, I want you to partner up with me. And here's the rule book how to be my partner. Here's how my partner acts. Here's the laws that my partners abide by. Here's the ideology, the hashkafa, the theology, the philosophy that my partners accept upon themselves and actually build together. You know what we said? We said, Nase v'nishma. We said, God, we want to be your partner. You tell us the agreements afterwards. We'll sign the contract first. We made the bris before we knew what we were getting ourselves into because we trusted and connected to Hashem. We valued the mission, the goal, the enterprise, the ideology. So much so that we didn't ask. Kabbalas HaTorah, should I say Matan Torah, Har Sinai, doesn't celebrate what Hashem did, showing himself. It celebrates Hashem choosing a nation and saying, let's work together to impact the world the way I believe it should be impacted. That's what I see that about. The reason why it's connected to Pesach is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of slavery, took us out of Mitzrayim, freed us, emancipated us, because he didn't want us slaves to power. He wanted us lo avadim, lo avadim. He wanted us servants for him. He wanted us to serve him. Hashem took us out prepared us 49 days for partnership and sealed the deal, made a bris, made a covenant, signed the contract with us on Shavuos. To put it into perspective, this may have been the climax, the zenith of setting up the world the way God wanted it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that I believe, and I think the Ramban would support, not everyone agreed to this, maybe the Maharal would disagree, but the Ramban believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which the whole world, every single person was supposed to recognize who he is. Every man, woman, and child was supposed to appreciate who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, but unfortunately man failed. And the failure began with Adam and Chava, so God kicked him out. And then we continued on, progressed forward to Cain and Hevel, and Cain killed Hevel, and God said, that's it, get out as well. And then a third time, God said, man, in the time of Noach, Dar Noach, it's a failure. The world is not recognizing me. They don't appreciate, they don't understand. God said, okay, pressing reset on the world and starting again. And again, in the time of Dor HaFlaga, where the world, in a unified fashion, tried to make Nasa Lanu Shem, opposed to being Korei B'Shem Hashem, whether they went to war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or exactly what they did is not so clear from the text, but the Mefarshim have several possibilities. The common denominator is, instead of doing what they were supposed to be doing, which is worrying about Shem Hashem, it was Nasa Lanu Shem. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm sorry, my people, but you're unsuccessful. And Kivayachos, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see it coming, all of a sudden, from nowhere, beacon of hope, a light at the end of the tunnel, a rose in the middle of a prickly, thorny rose bush, Avraham Avinu began to start teaching and inspiring and sharing his ideology, his philosophy, found God, discovered, I should say, and started preaching and inspiring people with his thoughts, with his message, with his ethics, with his morals, with his philosophy, with his code of behavior. And Yitzchak continued in his path, and then Yaakov and HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized these are people who are properly representing my message to the world. These are people who have captured the human understanding of the divine. People who agree with and represent my hashkafa. These are people I want to represent me. And generation after generation until God said, okay, it's no longer one man, and if his son works out the right way, Yitzchak over Yishmael, Yaakov over Esav, will continue. It transformed into a family, and God wanted to sign the deal saying, you be my nation, you be my mamlechas koni v'goy kadosh, and I'll be your God. You be my visem lisegula, and I'll be a God to you. That was ultimately the bond, the pact, the deal that was signed. V'isem lachem le'elokim, I'll be a God to you, you be my nation, and I'll be a God to you. Shavuos is celebrating the unique, special relationship Klal Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why was Matan Torah then? The answer is because the Torah is the instruction book for a nation who wants to represent God in this world. You want to live a basic moral life? You don't need all 613 mitzvahs. You need seven. Seven mitzvahs are enough. Matan Torah said, above and beyond recognizing me, above and beyond living a moral and basic ethical life, above and beyond doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you want to partner with me, well, here's the book that teaches you how to do it. That's what Chumash is. That's why Kabbalah Torah and Matan Torah were so critical to be on Shavuos, because God didn't just say, okay, let's sign the deal. Let's broker it. Here's the bris that we made, the covenant. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which is the Hechi Timtza, in which how we can accomplish our mission. It is the facilitating mechanism, facilitating safe, facilitating book that teaches and preaches the ideas, ideals, and values that we as Am Yisrael are supposed to cultivate into ourselves to accomplish our goal as being an Or LaGoy. Seven mitzvahs if you want to be a good person. 613 if you want to partner up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lead the world. That's the covenant we signed. That's the bris that we made. That's what Shavuos is all about. On the heels of Pesach, insofar as that we connect, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out in order. Shlach et ami. It's not just set, let my people go, or even more correctly, send my people. It's Shlach et ami vayavdun. Send my people so they should serve me. Yitzias Mitzrayim is one long process leading up to Matan Torah at the climax. And that really set up our nation and our national mission in movement, underway, and that's what we're celebrating on Shavuos.